I firmly believe in these words of my spiritual master, and therefore I always chant the holy name of the Lord, alone and in the association of devotees. That holy name of Lord Krishna sometimes causes me to chant and dance, and therefore I chant and dance. Please do not think that I intentionally do it. I do it automatically. Purport. A person who cannot keep his faith in the words of his spiritual master, but acts independently, never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Vedas, Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. This Vedic injunction is very important, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu supported it by his personal behavior. Believing in the words of his spiritual master, he introduced the Sankirtan movement, just as the present Krishna consciousness movement was started with belief in the words of our spiritual master. He wanted to preach. We believed in his words and tried somehow or other to fulfill them. And now this movement has become successful all over the world. Therefore, faith in the words of the spiritual master and in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the secret of success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never disobeyed the orders of his spiritual master and stopped propagating the Sankirtan movement. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, at the time of his passing away, ordered all his disciples to work conjointly to preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Later, however, some self-interested, foolish disciples disobeyed his orders. Each one of them wanted to become head of the mission, and they fought in the courts, neglecting the order of the spiritual master, and the entire mission was defeated. We are not proud of this. However, the truth must be explained. We believed in the words of our spiritual master and started in a humble way, in a helpless way. But due to the spiritual force of the order of the supreme authority, this movement has become successful. Om Agyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Itam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye
vancha kalpitarubhyascha kripa sindhobhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada here, having been successful in spreading the Sankirtan movement, explains the secret of success as a firm faith in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and equal faith in the words of the bona fide spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru. Tashaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I'm chanting because my spiritual master told me to chant. I don't consider whether it's good or bad. It's not even intentionally. I'm just doing what he told me. And he said chant, and so I'm chanting. And as a result of the chanting, I'm dancing also. This is the result of following his instructions. So Srila Prabhupada said this success of the Sankirtan movement is due to his following the instructions of his spiritual master. His spiritual master said, preach. I did it. And this is the result. And others had some other motive, some other purpose. They got some other result. Person who cannot keep his faith in the words of the spiritual master but acts independently never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. Independent agents are not required. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration, nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his bile secretion, but he will never attain perfection in chanting the holy name. The chanting of the holy name is also called Prem Sankirtan. It's done in the beginning, out of obedience to the spiritual master. And as one matures in chanting the holy name, one gradually develops love for Krishna. It's not for making a show. It's not for becoming famous. It's not for making good music. It's not for mundane popularity. It's for pleasing Krishna and the spiritual master. Of course, the chanting is, should, Prabhupada said, should be sweet and melodious. So it's not that we're against melody or that the holy name has to be some sort of, the Sankirtan has to be cacophony. But it's not, the perfection of chanting is not musical perfection. It's perfection in feeling, in devotion to Krishna. And perfection in service. That, following, one should chant the bona fide mantras received through the Sampradaya, and one should chant with faith in the holy name of Krishna. Then it will be successful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself in this way. I am a great fool and do not have knowledge of right and wrong. In order to understand the real meaning of the Vedanta Sutra, I never followed the explanation of the Shankara Sampradaya or Mayavadi Sannyasis. I am very much afraid of the illogical arguments of the Mayavadi philosophers. Therefore, I think I have no authority regarding their explanations of the Vedanta Sutra. I firmly believe that simply chanting the holy name of the Lord can remove all misconceptions of the material world. I believe that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In this age of quarrel and disagreement, the chanting of the holy names is the only way to liberation from the material clutches. Therefore, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, may the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra go on incessantly. Srila Prabhupada was pleased when there was enthusiastic chanting of the holy name of Krishna and distribution of the glories of Krishna. When everyone is chanting Hare Krishna, there's no time for politics, there's no time for mental speculation, there's no time for the residual junk in our minds. The holy name asserts his authority, or as Prabhupada mentions here, one becomes infused with the potency, the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. By chanting Hare Krishna, Anandam Buddhi Bhardhanam, there's pleasure. Where is the pleasure coming from? It's not coming from the material world, because this is not a material vibration. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the spiritual world. So what does that mean? That means it's the spiritual, it's representing the spiritual pleasure potency of Krishna, or it's manifesting the spiritual pleasure potency of Krishna. So by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, one is serving Radha and Krishna perfectly. By chanting the holy name, Lord Chaitanya continued, I became almost mad. However, after inquiring from my spiritual master, I have come to the conclusion that instead of striving for achievement in the four principles of religiosity, dharma, economic development, artha, sense gratification, kama, and liberation, moksha, it is better if somehow or other one develops transcendental love of Godhead. That is the greatest success in life. one who has attained love of Godhead, chants and dances by his nature, not caring for the public. This stage of life is known as Bhagavad Jivan, or the life of a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I never chanted and danced to make an artificial show. I dance and chant because I firmly believe in the words of my spiritual master. Although the Mayavadi philosophers do not like this chanting and dancing, I nevertheless perform it on the strength of his words. Therefore, it is to be concluded that I deserve very little credit for these activities of chanting and dancing, for they're being done automatically by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any questions?
I have a question. Obviously, we see in Mahaprabhu's Leela a lot of chanting in public. A lot of chanting in public. Nowadays, well, you might get 1 hour, 2 hours in some centers, some places you don't get anything. Do you think this is a problem, or is it just the way it is? Should we like do something about this?
It's a problem, and it's the way it is. Yeah, the question, I guess, for those who might not have heard it, was that in Mahaprabhu's Leela and during Prabhupada's time, there was a lot of public chanting, and these days there's not. So is that a problem, or is that the way it is? Yeah, it's the way it is, and it's a problem. The kirtan, the more there's kirtan, the better it is. And the less there's kirtan, the less. Of course, book distribution also counts as kirtan, big kirtan. So if there's book distribution, that counts. The glories of the Lord are being distributed. But if there's no chanting and no book distribution, then what is there? Loud, loud, loud.
There's more of a focus on chanting in the temple room, like in bhajans nowadays.
There's more emphasis on chanting in the temple room than going on the street. They're both pleasing. It's not that there should be no chanting in the temple, that we're against chanting in the temple. But chanting should not be confined to the temple. The chanting should be distributed for the public benefit. It's not only for our own. Of course, it is for our own welfare only, also, but not only. I just came from New York City. There's a devotee, Ram Roy, who's had a lot of association with Indra Prabhu in Vrindavan. And he's going out every day to a place called Union Square, a big public place, and going out and chanting. And he was sometimes going with no one, sometimes going with whoever he could grab. Now it's become quite a big thing. And so many people join him. So many people take books also. So many people are becoming affected by Krishna consciousness, by the influence of the holy name of Krishna. He has great faith that the holy name of Krishna will be powerful, that it will change people's lives, that it will rescue them from material existence. And therefore, he goes out every day chanting the holy name of Krishna. So certainly he must be getting Krishna's blessings, and the people who are hearing are also getting Krishna's blessings. It's not that public chanting was only meant for the old days. That's the Sankirtan movement. Chanting among the devotees is also good. But the result of the chanting among the devotees is that the devotees should desire to go out and chant for everyone else. Honoring prasadam is good, but it's not that our program is that we'll honor the prasadam, but we're meant for distributing prasadam. Maybe Parshuram Prabhu will be happy that I said that. Very good. He has firm faith in the potency of Krishna Prasadam. The holy name, the literature, the prasadam, we're meant for distributing. It's not meant for our own benefit only. Sometimes we spend a lot of time solving our own problems, but distributing Krishna consciousness to the public automatically solves so many of our own problems. Mental, physical, financial, social. And so on. Existential. Ultimately, it solves the problem of birth and death.